Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas Am Yakashom Le'av Asitzchok. We're holding in the Dorim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Udalav says that according to Rabbi Yaakov, a pchor is considered to be dover hanodur. Even though a pchor is born kadosh, there's still a kedusha that needs to happen to him afterwards. As the Gemara brings, minayin lenoilad bchor besoich beisoy shem mitzvah la'kedishoy. When a bchor is born, there's still a mitzvah for the owner to make it hekdesh. It says in the pasuk, hazochar tagdish, that there's still a mitzvah to make it kodesh. And the Achronim already discuss which type of mitzvah it is. If the bchor is kodesh on its own, what are you adding with another kedusha? And the Achronim answer different ways, but that obviously you see from this pasuk that there is an inyan for the adam to participate in the kedusha of the bchor, even though it comes anyway. Reb Tzadik HaKohen in a few places explains that sometimes we do have Gedusha that comes from above. There's Gedusha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But still, an Adam has to participate in the Gedusha. He needs to be an active component in the Gedusha. Anything that happens from above, there needs to be an Adam who accepts it down here. He brings an example also about Shabbos. We know Shabbos is Kviyo Vekaimo. Shabbos has Gedusha from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, we have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos. We need to participate in the Gedusha that comes from above. And this connects beautifully with the parshiyos of these weeks, with Reb Tzadik HaKohen and Gedusha Shabbos. The theory Reb Tzadik explains that what is the midah of Avraham Avinu? The simple understanding is that Avraham Avinu is midosei chesed, meaning that he does chesed in the world. He's the one who shows the midas of chesed by doing the mitzvahs of chesed. That's a simple understanding. But the problem is we don't really find Avraham Avinu doing that much chesed. Yes, here and there we do find it. But it's not davar ikri in the parshas of Avraham Avinu. And the only time he really is trying to do chesed, which is in the beginning of this parsha, parshas Vayero, where he's waiting for the three malachim to come visit him, he's trying to do chesed and he's not actually able to do it because instead of having human beings, he has malachim come. And from the 10 nisyonos that Avraham Avinu was nisnaso, the 10 challenges, none of them have to do with chesed. So here comes Reb Tzadik and says, Avraham Avinu, midose chesed means, not that he's performing chesed, but he's the one who's recognizing the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zanes ha'olam b'chasdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving sustenance to the world with chesed, especially before Matan Torah, as the Gemara says, the first 26 generations of the world is chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what Avraham Avinu is doing is recognizing that chesed. He says, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving chesed, but there is someone who's mekabel, someone who's accepting that chesed. Avraham Avinu, vayita eishel be'er sheva, and Rashi brings eishel rosh ha'tevris achilo shtiyo lino. He would have guests come to him, he would feed them, let them sleep, and then when they came to say thank you, he said, don't thank me, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and recognize that there is a boyu to the brio. There's somebody here who's giving you everything you have. Just recognize it. And this fits with the whole theme of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the one who's makir boira. He's the one who says, oh, I recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I know he is. I'm bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here to this world. I'm recognizing him in this world that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. And we can add to this what my Rebbe Ramon Shapir Tzal always used to say, that who's the one who named Yitzchok Avinu, who gave the name to Yitzchok? Clearly in Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that he should call Yitzchak by this name. Who's the one who named Yaakov? Rashi brings two pshatim, either it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Yitzchak Avinu. Meaning the name is coming from a Shoresh of Kedusha. Who's the one who named Avram? Avram Avinu was named by Terach. The main name, Avram, Aleph, Beis, Reish, Mem, came by Terach, HaOvid, Avod HaZarah. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu added the letter Hey. Haloi Davaru, Avraham is taking a word that was given by Ovid Avod HaZarah. Says Ramoshi, because that's the Ikar Avod Avraham Avinu. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the Tachtoini. Taking a name of Ovid Avod HaZarah and bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into it, bring the letter Hey into the name. Avraham Avinu is the recognition, our participation, what's coming from above. Reb Tzadik says, this is what the Gemara tells us over here. Abchor has a Kedusha, but you need to participate in it. There needs to be an action from an Adam for that Kedusha to really work. It's not enough for things to come from above. An Adam has to be a Mekabel, a participant in the Ashpa coming from above. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.